Our reading for today is from 1 Timothy, the 5th chapter, verse 17, through the 6th chapter, verse 2. Let the elders who rule be considered worthy of double honor, especially those who labor in preaching and teaching. For the Scripture says, "You shall not muzzle an ox when it treads out the grain, and the laborer deserves his wages." Do not admit a charge against an elder except on the evidence of two or three witnesses. As for those who persist in sin, rebuke them in the presence of all, so that the rest may stand in fear. In the presence of God, and of Christ Jesus, and of the elect angels, I charge you to keep these rules without prejudging, doing nothing from partiality. Do not be hasty in the laying on of hands, nor take part in the sins of others. Keep yourselves pure. No longer drink only water, but use a little wine for the sake of your stomach and your frequent ailments. The sins of some men are conspicuous, going before them to judgment, but the sins of others appear later. So also good works are conspicuous, and even those that are not cannot remain hidden. Let all who are under a yoke as slaves regard their own masters as worthy of all honor, so that the name of God and the teaching may not be reviled. Those who have believing masters must not be disrespectful on the ground that they are brothers. Rather, they must serve all the better, since those who benefit by their good service are believers and beloved. Teach and urge these things. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For our meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Barry Miller, Christ Lutheran Church, New Baltimore, Michigan.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear pastors and people, please let me rewrite, and with churchly purpose, a phrase from the great Michigan football coach, Bo Schembechler. Those who come to the church encounter the living God. Those who stay have eternal life. The Blessed Holy Trinity, the true God, is the one who sets the standard for the church's work. Preaching and teaching through word and sacraments is the essential, most important work. This morning, let me encourage both pastors in their ministries and lay people in their lives of devotion to Christ. You need encouragement. Why? Because the world around you is pressing very hard against all that the Spirit of God has called you to know and do. You need encouragement because the flesh can easily be tricked into falling for popular religion instead of the true faith that trusts in Jesus, who came for us, died, and rose to life for our salvation. Our challenges today continue as they did long ago as they assailed young Pastor Timothy in the early church. What's the main point of Paul's pastoral counsel to Timothy? Paul encourages Timothy, saying, "They are worthy of great honor who labor in word and doctrine." The honor of which Paul speaks is not due to the greatness of the man, but to the wonder of preaching and teaching the word of the Lord. Dear pastors, dear lay people, know this today. We are under assault by the world, flesh, and devil. These spiritual enemies can make life hard for both pastors and church. Pastors are under stress to act like CEOs, visionary leaders, inspirational speakers. The church is tempted to conform to the ways of society, its politics, its music, its beliefs. Word and sacrament ministry is increasingly disparaged for want of entertainment, experiences, and self-fulfillment. Remember that God called and gathered us for one holy task: preach the word, warn about sins, reveal the love of Christ, point to the cross, the resurrection, the last day. This is the honorable work of which Paul writes, but it is hard work. So I encourage you, pastors and lay people, remember that, like Elijah, you are not alone. Many others there are who diligently labor in word and sacrament ministry. God knows his people and he will keep them in the confident expectation of heaven's glory. Thanks be to Jesus, who has guaranteed this hope by his cross, his rest in the tomb, and his rising to life. In the meantime, dear pastors, shepherd the precious souls whom the Holy Spirit has entrusted to your care. With word and sacraments, feed this beloved flock of Christ's lambs. Be faithful in your preaching and teaching. Leave the results to the Holy Spirit. Your work, understand, is never in vain. Dear church members, love your pastors. Their work is hard, sometimes lonely, and always surrounded by temptation. Support your pastors with your prayers. Encourage them in their preaching. Honor them as God's gifts. Provide for their needs. In so doing, you honor the Savior, Jesus, who has sent them among you. Build up one another in this holy faith. In word and sacrament ministry, Jesus comes to be with and nourish tender souls saved from judgment and death. To labor in this regard is a holy and blessed calling. May my rewrite of Coach Schembechler's words help you understand what God is doing in the church through his called pastors for the benefit of sinners. Those who come to the church encounter the living God. Those who stay have eternal life. In the precious name of Jesus, amen.
We thank Pastor Barry Miller for this meditation on God's Word.